Welcome to another GMC Live. We have the wonderful songstress Vicky E. Rogers here tonight. She's going to be sharing you about her musical talents and what God is doing through her ministry, her music mission ministry as a songstress. You're going to learn about her 3-octave range. You're going to learn about what she's done in Lancaster. You're going to learn about the participations in the different ministries such as Billy Graham and Benny Hinn and the Lancaster Bible College. You'll learn about different choir groups she's been involved in, women's luncheons, and you'll learn about all these amazing things that God has been doing throughout the years of Vicky's life. And she's been a leader in ministry and song and trying to get out there, not only as a registered nurse, but into ministry and across this wonderful land of ours we call America. Thank you so much, Vicky, for coming. It is a great honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I've been really excited about this. I know that Denise and Sean are excited about this. They're just excited to see how much amazing stuff that's happening with your ministry and where you're going. So I wanted to ask a couple of questions, and I know you're always excited to share this, so you might just go straight through this. But tell me about your call into ministry. Tell me about your early years in singing and what God has been doing with you today.
Music has always been inside of me, and it cannot be separated from me. Once my mother said that once when I was young, I was sick, and she said that if only Vicky would sing, I know she would be better. It's been inside of me my whole life. That's all I've ever wanted to do. But I never knew how to do it, how to start and get out there and do things. After high school, I just worked, and then I went into nursing school. So I've been doing that my whole life, and I'm still working in nursing. But things have started to shift.
So as the shifting is going through and you're getting more involved with different kinds of ministry, what is God speaking to you about that? What does that transition look like?
I'm just doing one thing at a time, and it's just been one thing after another for me to get where I am.
And I think that's what's so exciting about your life and your ministry, as God is opening doors and capabilities for you to be in the medical field. And I know with things with COVID and other things you've experienced, you've had chances to pray and you've had chances to see God move with women and God move in the music industry. What are your thoughts on what God is doing right now in America with music? What do you feel is going to happen?
Well, God is working in the United States. I'm very involved in what is going on, and it's prophetic. I sang at the Trump Hotel in D.C., which before it was sold is no longer the Trump Hotel. So I'm glad I was there while it was still that. I've sung for candidates from all over the country, the candidate for governor of Pennsylvania. I've sang on the National Mall in DC. I sang at David's Tent in DC. And the third album that is going to be coming out, it's America's Hope, Healing, Wholeness. It's about what God is doing in our country, in the church, and it goes together. What God's doing with Christians goes together with what God's doing in the country, and it is prophetic. And I wrote, it's an EP. So it's 6 songs, and I wrote 4 of them.
Wow. So let's get into the prophetic with what's happening here with music and in America. As we see this focal shifting point happening, many people are talking about Asbury Revival. Some are talking about what just recently happened in Canada. Others are talking about what's happening all across different states as God is speaking to people and people are rising up. What do you have to say for those that are interested in music ministry, what advice do you have for them?
Seek God and follow Him.
Amen.
Do what it is that, knowing that you have to have insight into what is really going on behind the scenes. It's what's going on in the United States, what's going on in the church is behind the scenes. And you have to have a knowing. You have to have insight, spiritual insight and discernment. You really have to know what is going on. It's not evident. What you see going on is not what's going on. Do you understand?
Correct. So we're seeing things being successful. We're seeing things fall apart, chaos and riots and plagues and pestilences and all these other things. But then the one thing people don't talk about, because they get emotionally charged and other things of that nature, they're not looking at the powers and the principalities. They're not realizing the war of the angels and the demons and things that are happening as portals are opening and closing and things are shifting and moving around. And the power that Satan had, for he was out of heaven, of music and being cast down to the earth. Every time someone gives praise to Jesus, that literally is spiritual warfare, because it's like pointing the finger at him. I'm doing your job. You can't do it anymore. And it literally shuts the demons up when they hear the name of Jesus. They shiver and quiver and fear when someone truly is following God. And the power that your voice and others that are in music ministry that seriously are in the prophetic, that are seriously digging into what God is doing with all the different spiritual gifts, and those that are really digging in there and saying, I want to lay myself aside, I want to cast myself, I want to die myself daily for the cause of Christ. And that's why things happen like Asbury and others. These are people rising up that are singing. They're not always the well-known. Some of them are the well-known, just like what just happened in Canada. Charity Gale was singing and people were coming forward. But then there's others that are doing things too. And that war that's happening, it's a spiritual war that people are not realizing the importance of the position of where the church is today. And I believe in this 2023 year, what's so exciting about this is that while many people say, I've given up, I can't go anymore, I'm not going to do anymore, I'm not going to be able to survive anymore, people got to realize that this is the season, this is the hour where God is going to get all the glory. And what people need to understand, how they need to submit.
You got it. We're winning. You can't listen to what the loud voices are saying.
Correct.
You have to listen to the right people. It is not doom and gloom. It is not the end of the world. We are in end times. Things are happening. And the demonic forces are trying to usher in the end time events before it's their time. They're trying to be in control, and they're not in control, and God is taking it back. It's going to be glory days. I listen to the prophets. I don't listen to the other national voices. I believe the prophets, and I believe God. I believe what God says. You can't listen to the negative voices. And like I said, you have to know what God is doing and saying. And part of that is by listening to the right voices. And we are winning. We are going to win, even though, and there's more that's going to be happening that's not going to look good. But it is going to be good. It is good. And to prepare yourself, prepare yourself. If you haven't prepared yourself already to be used in this great end time harvest, in this great end time revival, prepare yourself. Do what you need to do. What you need to do is get alone with God, spending time with God, fasting, I fast a lot. I just got off of a 21-day fast. You have to know God's voice for you, for what it is that He has called you to do. You're here for a purpose. You're here at this time in history, in this world. God has you here right now for a purpose. There's a reason you're living in these times where it looks like all hell has broken loose. But it's all heaven that is breaking loose. Things are being revealed. What we're seeing is just things that have been there for centuries that we didn't know was there. It's just being revealed and exposed.
That's correct. Too many people forget that sin is common to man, and they forget about that verse explaining that what we're seeing today is things that have already happened in other cultures throughout history. It's just repackaged and retitled into something different. And in some cases, it is more severe than what it looked before, but all these different things have lined up as they were before. So what we're seeing is God opening the door, because you're seeing states and people waking up and wanting to turn to God, and more people are wanting to seek God. At the same point, you're seeing other people fall away from God. They had a statistic that 30 to 40-year-olds don't want a pastor anymore. Why? Because God's about to shift things, and older people are going to start leading. And then even younger people are going to start leading. And you're going to see a different change in leadership in the future. So that is going to continue to change. The other thing we're looking at is we're going to see more people coming into America from other countries that have experienced persecution, that understand what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be in a nation that's like a third world country, to get away from communism and socialism and chaos and discord and riots and plagues and pestilences. And they're going to come in here in America, and they're going to lead, and they're going to take charge, and they're going to take like a wildfire, and you can see the ministry grow. And songs like yours and other leaders like yours are going to pray and fast and get into the music and get into the realm of the heavenlies as you present your songs to Jesus and usher in what God is doing.
The song I Will Go, which is one that is played during this interview, I Will Go, it's about going, being willing to go. When I used to sing this song on stage, when I would be on stage singing this song, I would cry. Something in me was breaking. And it did that. I responded to that a number of times. When I was off stage, singing, practicing, I didn't cry, but on stage I did when I was really putting myself into it. But something was breaking. I will go. Lord, here am I. Send me. Lord, here we are. Send us, Father God. Use us. The harvest is plenteous. Send us forth as laborers into the harvest. Make us a watchman. I will be a watchman for my city,
Amen.
for my state, for my country. We're called here to these wonderful United States. I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And I've done a prayer walk. I've prayed, gone around praying, walking, praying over my town and driving around in the car, praying for
Amen.
my town, because we're responsible. We're
Yes, we are.
responsible for what happens in our community.
See, that reminds me of something that I went through a few years ago, and I felt led to drive around my town, and I just started doing it. I just chose a route. In the first route, I didn't really do anything. I decided to make it like a scenic tour. But then God pointed out different places, parks and apartments and businesses and jails and prisons. And then God said, you're gonna drive up to these places again. And for like 33 seconds, you're gonna have the volume on full. And you're gonna play these two or three songs when you hear them. So different places I went to. Out front of the county courthouse, some people actually got on their knees and raised their arms and said, thank you, Jesus. I was like, what's going on? because I had the windows down. But the one scene that stood out the most was when I drove and was in front of the prison, and all these people were hearing songs about Jesus. Everyone in the courtyard stopped playing ball, and they fell on their knees and raised their hands, and we could hear them shout, "Praise Jesus," at the top of their lungs. There's something about music that transforms a person's life. There's a frequency and a sound that
Thank you, Father.
resonates of what God
Thank you, Father.
does.
Yes. I'm a psychiatric nurse and I've done in services on the effects of music. And I've played my music. And I've played it when I worked with adolescents. I played my music and they relax and some of them fall asleep. I mean, they're not falling asleep because this old lady's playing this boring music. They're falling asleep because of the peace of God. Some of them have bad homes, some of they're on medication. They don't sleep well, they have anxiety, and it's the spirit of God that it calms them. And I have a picture. I have Amish friends. I'm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I have Amish friends and they love my music and they like it when I play. And I have a picture of one of my Amish friends in my car that she's sleeping. She likes me to play her music, so I put it on and I have a picture of her sleeping. It calms her. She likes it because it calms her. And so I have done in services on the effects of music. And there some of this music that these young people listen to or people listen to, that it's jarring to the nervous system. It can cause learning disability and behavior problems. Besides, I mean, just the beat, the style of the music, but then the words, some of those words to those songs, these young people whose brains are developing and they come from bad situations and are around the wrong people to begin with. Music has an effect on you.
And music
Yes.
now,
And
from what
parents
I.
need to monitor their I don't I'm sounding preachy now. I just wanted
No,
to
you're
say
fine.
parents need to monitor their children's music, really, and listen to the words.
You're correct on that. And one of the things that sticks out on this is there was probably about 20 years ago, a couple of the ministries were talking about songs. And they kind of did like a Weird Al kind of scenario where they took the original song and then they took a parody of the song, which is like apologetics, and they changed the words to Christian and they played both songs to the one individual and they could not tell the difference at first. But then they put it on paper and put the words in front of them. They're like, "What is this?" "So that's the song you just heard." Like, "No, it's not. I like the beat." Some people literally are not even hearing the words that are being spoken. It's the frequency. That's why some people prefer music really soft. And some people want music really loud. Some people need extra bass. It's a frequency that they get into. And as you talked about the science behind it, you can take a bowl of water and some clay and other things. And you can put sound into there and you can watch the ripples come about. And different ripples and variations come with different things. They're talking about young people with how they transform their minds. If they're subjected to different languages and terminologies, that's why one person calls it a pop, another person calls it a soda. So they're continually having all this different kinds of stuff hitting their brain, and they're changing what they're doing. They're moving in different ways, and they're falling to the wayside. Is they're getting addicted to certain kinds of music because it's an emotional response to the music.
What we listen to affects us. Like I'm going, I mean that goes along with what we were talking about not listening to the national news, listening to what God is saying. What God is saying is different than the big mouth, the big loud noises that's going around the country and around the world. So what we listen to affects us. My music is soothing. My mission statement in nursing is hope, healing, wholeness. My mission statement in nursing and music is hope, healing, wholeness. What I do in nursing is what I do in music. I want God's spirit to come in. My music ministers, and it is soothing. It is soothing and calming. It brings in God's spirit. It's good to listen to my music in the background as you're reading scripture or doing your devotions, or if you want to just sit and have a time with the Lord.
Amen.
And I wrote a song, Hope, Healing, Wholeness, which is on my album. My album is Hope, Healing, Wholeness. And then I wrote a song, Hope, Healing, Wholeness. And then the next album I'm working on, which should come out soon, it's Hope, Healing, Wholeness 2. And I wrote 7 songs on there. And that's in the same mode of gentle, peaceful, calming. And then, as I said, then the third album that will be coming out with this record label is America's Hope, Healing, Wholeness. And those are different songs. Those are more upbeat, jazzier songs. It's like warfare. One of the songs is called Justice, A Perfect Storm. Another one is Revival in the Land. And another one is Victorious Spirit. And then I'm doing a song of prayer where scripture is being read and music in the background and prayers. The spirit of prayer.
God is on the move.
He is. 1 Samuel 38, pursue, for you will surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Zechariah 3:9, I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. Psalm 2:8, ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession.
And that's what's happening. We're taking America is waking up, and the world is waking up through the power of music ministry. And these songs will go on and on as many people will sing and listen to them, and God will get the glory every time. I'm so
That's cool.
excited about what God is doing with you. It just makes me. It makes me just, I can't sit still. I just want to shout, because God is just opening so many capabilities in the prophetic. He's opening so many capabilities for people to just move beyond their circumstances and through the power of music. I've seen that with different people that were struggling with life, that people that have gone through trauma, they listen to music while they're fiddling with some kind of fiddle thing or whatever. When people are sick, they want to listen to music. What do little kids want to do when they're playing? They want to listen to music. Music is around us at all times. Music defines a culture, it defines a generation, it defines how you are. What kind of music are you putting into your life today? And that's what Vicky is trying to present to you today with this wonderful opportunity. And I believe, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is going to get all the glory. As you hear, I don't
Amen.
know, as you listen
Thank
to
you,
Above
Father.
That, as you listen
Father,
to Hope,
thank
Healing,
you.
Wholeness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for working, Father God. Thank you, Father, for your spirit going forth and touching people. Have your people arise up, Lord. Talk to them. Have them seek you about what they are to do in this time. They're needed. They're here because you have them here, and they are needed. Everyone is needed. They have a job to do, Lord. Have them seek you and have them know what that job is. They are valuable. Not to despair, not to be depressed about what is happening, what they see happening, that they don't look at what is happening, Father God. But their eyes are on you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you, Father. Each one is valuable. Lord, here am I. Send me.
Thank you so much, Vicki. This has been a very big honor and privilege to spend this time with you. If people wanted to contact you, how can we contact you again?
I'll give my email. It's VeryLoved @verizon.net. And you can look me up, Vicki E. Rogers. I'm all over. If you Google me, you can easily find me. And I go by songstress. I'm Vicki E. Rogers, songstress.
Vicki E. Rogers, songstress, is on Facebook.
Yes.
You can also find her website as well with all of her testimonials. And you can find
if you Google me, you'll find it. You'll see it.
So I will thank you so very much, Vicki. Again, this is a great honor and privilege to spend this time with you today. Again, I believe America is in a great turning point in music such as yours and others. It's going to be the defining straight sword edge that cuts the darkness in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Vicki. God bless.